Churches should welcome politicians as members and guests, but not as speakers of influence. And we're chatting to Bishop Mashashane to unpack that, because sometimes, you know, politics is so dirty. And church is where you're supposed to find serenity, purity, and order. But let's have our guest and let's talk about it. Good morning, Bishop Mashashane. Welcome to Sunrise. Bishop, good morning. It seems
good
like...
morning.
Oh, there you are.
Thank you very much for having us, and happy and glorious Easter's Day.
I think I have a little bit of an oversight this morning and forgetting it is Good Friday. And I need to be cognizant of that fact. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And this is Bishop Mashashane, South African National Christian Forum president, chatting to us. Big question. Churches and politics. Should churchmen, church people, deacons, what, you know, whatever we call them, should they actually be spokespeople or spokesperson for political parties or anything that is politics related?
Yes, indeed, because though we're not politicians, we do carry the political agenda, because to us, political or politics is much about standing against injustice. But then it need to have some boundaries or some limitations, even at times the platform, so that the confusion, or rather it doesn't defeat the real motive of the gathering of the church. But having said that, it doesn't mean that Christians, whether it's pastors or just congregants, should be ignorant of getting involved into the making of the policies, which in the end it's interpreted as politics.
Under normal circumstances, the intention is all good and well, but we do know that people can abuse a situation where, you know, you come to church and all you expect is to be in a pure place. And someone who's a politician, for example, if I'm a politician, then I can take advantage of that setup to rally individuals to, you know, be part of my political party. How then do you set the boundaries in that regard?
Indeed, the boundaries need to be set by us, the pastors or the religious leaders. When you've got a guest in your house, you are the one who make the determinations, who also make the rules of your own house. Sibedisare mpiana aitsela mogedi e khotha mosela. In other words, no matter how big you are, once you are in somebody's territory, you become a passenger. The person becomes a driver. Whether it's President Ramaphosa or anyone visiting my church, that person, when he comes to my territory where I am a leader, will have to adhere and comply with the standard and the procedures of that house when you are there. So in other words, it is us who allow the politicians to cross the boundaries, if we really do have even those boundaries. And when they come, we become small and allow them to take a lead. But when pastors, whether they're invited or they go into the rallies or conferences of the political parties, when you're there, they just tell you, you don't preach, we give you 5 minutes to pray. So you comply. And we must do the same. Otherwise, this will change the purpose of coming to church. People who are interested in political agendas, they will attend the gatherings of the politics. Those who come to church, they've got one spiritual common purpose. They come together in the spirit of a worship. But when you start then giving politicians a platform, and in church you've got different people of different political parties, when you allow this party to come and campaign, then you are making the space now no longer comfortable and conducive for the purpose of worship for those who don't believe in that political party that you are giving a platform. So politicians, when they come, we simply recognize them, we welcome them, we say we are blessed today, we've got Mr. Ramaphosa in the house, we are honored that you joined us to come and worship the Lord. That is all. Today is the Easter day. It is the main focus, the main date in our calendar as Christians, and the focus is only one. We can't mix the issue or the focus. Our focus in this main calendar day is simply to celebrate the one who died for our sins, the one who died for the world. And we cannot really shift the focus to something else.
I hear you, Bishop. I understand exactly where you are coming from and all the good intentions. Hijackers, political parties have a tendency to hijack. But I think, let me put that aside. What is interesting is, you know, South Africa's General Household Survey of 2013 found that close to 86% of South Africans identify as Christian. And we've seen a lot of political parties now, all of a sudden, especially going towards the polls, they start going to church. And if I hear that my president is coming to my church, guess what? I will put on my Sunday best and I will go to church. And, you know, sometimes in silence, you can sneak in your message. Your presence can be so loud. It can be louder than you actually uttering anything. And that's where then, you know, we start feeling like this is now taking advantage. And maybe yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Indeed, that may be. As much as if a celebrity, you know, visit your church, that might also have a certain influence. But as long as you are in control and you don't allow it to go beyond, you know, your limitations or your boundaries, then the other things you can't control. Say, for an example, if President Ramaphosa, I'm sorry that I keep on making example of him, but it can be Julius or anyone, is coming to my church. I'm not going to stop him. I can't say don't come because you are a politician, because Christ is for all. And it is automatically that his members, even those who are not churchgoers, when they hear that our president is visiting that church, you may find that they also bus in, they come in numbers. And you cannot say because you belong to EFF, then you can't enter. It is your first time to come. That one will be out of your control. But you cannot give them a platform to abuse or to serve a political agenda.
Bishop, thank you so much for making time this morning, and have yourself a great Good Friday. And thank you for sharing some insight in that regard. And the topic being churches should welcome politicians, which is fair and square, but also politicians should not have the tendency to hijack the space that they've been given by bishops or churches to come and pray and praise. And we've been chatting to Bishop Mashashane, South African National Christian Forum president, chatting to us about, you know, there should be certain boundaries. But, you know, we break the boundaries. We have tendencies to break the boundaries.